Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. The word alien, which shall henceforth never be uttered under penalty of law in the People's Republic of California, according to thought leader Gavin Newsom, the freshly reminted governor who cannot be recalled. Instead, the words non-citizen and immigrant will henceforth be the correct appellations for anyone in the state who is not an American citizen. Other acceptable terms include our friends born in other lands, the people who yearn for freedom, and, of course, newly registered Democrats. One note of caution, however, as the Axioms of Unintentional Vocabularic Misanthropy, Volume 12, reminds us, it is never enough to simply stop using the hurtful word in one context. We must stop using the hurtful word in all contexts. Therefore, we shall henceforth refer to visitors from other planets as non-Earthlings, or the Blue Ones. The Declaration of Independence shall read, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all persons are created equal, that they are endowed by their concept of a higher power with certain rights which cannot be separated from them." And obviously, both Phil Collins and Ridley Scott will have some serious re-editing to perform. But this is good, for how can we know we are improving unless we can count the words we banish? Progress is always measured in countable losses. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Wish I could see.
Vanessa Hudgens and Emily Ratajkowski, for participating in one of the most heinous acts of white cultural appropriation imaginable. These women had the audacity, the temerity, the unmitigated gall to do something so horrible, almost unspeakable, nay, even unthinkable. At the recent Savage X Fenty Lingerie show, these white women wore braids? Yes. It has actually come to this that a notable African-American leader like Rihanna wouldn't merely allow white women to be in her fashion show, but would actually allow them to pretend to be black in their hairstyles? Such boundary crossing violates the prime directive of racial healing. The races and everything about them can only be brought together by keeping them completely separate. When African-Americans adopt white cultural characteristics, that's selling out to the oppressors. And when white Americans adopt black cultural characteristics, that's cultural appropriation. A macroaggression, if ever there were one. And although some may have thought this was a kind of praise, a way of embracing and affirming the otherness of another culture, it's really just a way of saying, "You there! I see your special way of styling, and I'm hereby conquering you and taking it for my race. I have the power, and there's nothing you can do about it." To see this as anything less than an act of total violence is to be blind in every way that matters. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
But speaking of the errors of intermingling the races, this week brought us a wonderful example of an institution that understands the importance of separationism. Western Washington University, who recently announced the launch of their Black Affinity Housing Program, which gives their students of non-European, non-Asian, and non-Latinx descent the opportunity to live together in a shared space with others who have a shared identity, specifically a marginalized identity. And that's a quote. Oh yes, such separate but superior accommodations can only serve to bring about the kind of educational progress we all need. Now, I know there may be some of you less adept in the principles of unity who might think that separating black students into their own housing seems like a step backward from an integrated student body. Nothing could be more mistaken. Separation is integration, since only by separating blacks from white can we keep both blackness and whiteness alive and pure so that the unity of separateness can be all the more sweet. If you still have trouble with this concept, just repeat the mantra of our cause. Separateness is togetherness. Separateness is togetherness. Separateness is togetherness. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.